And so we wanted to make sure that that happens because, you know, with the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Mass Choir, we wanted people to even have songs that they could sing in their churches on a Sunday that would just take them to where they need to go. And so it just takes us right there. I love it.
Okay. Speaking of church and the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Choir, how important is your ministry and how important is your music ministry? Do they go hand in hand, or is one maybe a little important, more important than the other?
Well, again, I think it's so important to have balance, and I guess I'm just glad to be on both sides of the track, because being a singing preacher, I know how important it is. I have a lot of preachers who are not in the music arena, so they feel that singing is not important. All y'all need is the word, but the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. So I believe that the music side brings that balance, and so I don't like to see people just wrapped up in music. And I always tell gospel artists, make sure that you're under a pastor, make sure that you're in church where you can get that word. Don't just get hung up on the music, but both of them complement each other, and I think that that's what's needed if we're going to go forward in the gospel industry.
I noticed that you are the president of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. Was there a vision that you had when you moved on from the Church of God in Christ?
Yes, you know, and that was always in me as it relates to the Church of God in Christ. I always appreciate my roots, and I learned that Pentecostal side, but I saw a need in the Baptist Church because I found out that they were good people, great people, but never was able to reach that level as it related to the fullness of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and casting out demons. And so God allowed me to leave the Church of God in Christ, come into the Baptist Church, learn what the Baptist Church was all about, and I found out that the foundation was always right. The foundation was good. They believe in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but getting to that level of the power of the Holy Ghost. And so God allowed us to really bridge the gap between Pentecost and Baptist, and it's been successful.
How would you describe your ministry, and how would you describe your music ministry?
Well, to describe me for somebody that don't know me would have to say the sincerity of what I do is important. I believe that you have to feel what you do, so it's not an act with me and my singing ministry, and I believe that that's why people are able to pick up the anointing, because the anointing is really seeing the presence of God, feeling the presence of God. It's not about me. I move myself out of the way and just want the Holy Spirit to have his way. And anybody that knows anything about me, I endeavor to do that in my music ministry, in my preaching ministry, because I believe that it's all about him. And then God blesses you as he blesses me when we recognize who he is and just giving him all of the glory. And that's made the difference.
What can we expect from Bishop Martin in the coming years?
Well, in the music world, of course, we're continuing to move on. We're excited now with Tohila Music Group, and we've connected up with Light Records, so the partnership is great. And I did about 4 songs on this particular project with the Supermass Choir, but I still plan to do my own solo project, and I'm looking forward to that. So I'm working on that now, just getting everything together in that particular area, so it should be great when it comes out.